The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. Joe on the radio, Stevie Ray, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Joe, look at you.
Well, I'm getting a tie problem this morning.
Did you get maple syrup on your tie?
No,
now?
It's just, I don't know what it is, Al, but it's just like a little, I'm cleaning it.
It's the lower part of the tie that nobody's going to see on a podcast.
I'm going to tuck it in. You know, they make the ties long. I told you this. I got a tie that matched the Garmani blue suit that I got, right? So I got... And now it's a perfect blue mat. So I said, this is great. And then I order the tie, but it's so long. I mean, this is what people do. And I usually tell you long tie. I go, no, I want a regular tie. I don't like these long ties. So now it got long. So apparently I dropped it into something. It was so long. I got it. I didn't know I'm the whiner, Doug Weiner. These are first world problems. Hey, good morning. Great to have you with us. Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us. Dr. Douglas Howard. I'm so pumped. I like telling you things that are good for your life and balance in nature. And I don't mean to sound like a commercial, because it's not, but I am such, you know, Frankie, I've been so on top of vitamins, antioxidants, how do you better yourself, what can I take? And I search high and wide for everything that's good for you. And then you find out all that Dr. Douglas Howard has done around the world. I mean, this guy is a world-renowned doctor. He comes in, and I saw, we had a great dinner last night, and we're over there, and I'm whining because I come in from Los Angeles, I'm traveling, and I came in. They flew in from, like, Europe somewhere.
Russia or Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Came right in, and we're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And
I'm not surprised.
So they're coming in live, actually, Dr. Howard and Susan. And Congressman Zeldin will join us as well. I have to tell you, before we get to the, you know, the news of the day, some very hurtful news and some silly stuff that we can go to maybe first, just to lighten it up a little bit. Michael's a Brooklyn winner. Would be Glenn Brewing. He got the answer to the question of, what was the question about, go ahead.
Michael's a Brooklyn, you talking about?
Yeah, Michael's a Brooklyn.
Hold on. I have it right here.
I remember the answer.
What modern-day city was the center of the Roman Empire under Constantine?
Istanbul.
Just add water.
Right.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
For those of you who don't remember, James Bond was there in the movie from Russia with Love.
Istanbul. You know, so Istanbul. Glenn Brewing, congratulations.
You and Frank. You love to pronounce things wrong. Pepper, towel.
So, congratulations. Now we had a Shari's of Berries questions because, you know, our buddy... Phil over at Empire State Bank always goes, we never give answers to the questions, or we never say who won the question. Phil Guarneri, our buddy over there. So, who won Shari's of Berries? Do we have the winner?
Frank Porter of Old Bridge, New Jersey. Congratulations.
Now,
to
and
you,
the question was, did you eat chocolate during what season? Was that the question?
Yeah, I don't love these multiple choice questions.
Let me guess, because I don't know what
don't
the
look
answer
at me. Was. I didn't write them.
No, it's okay. Wintertime, you eat chocolate.
That's apparently the answer, yes.
Yeah. How far would you do that?
Well, you know, you figure maybe a lot of people eat chocolate during Halloween, you know. And
it's not winter.
Fall. Yeah, no.
That's
fall.
What I'm saying.
No, that's
yeah.
the point he's making.
Thank you.
I understand that, but you're home in the wintertime because it's cold, so you have chocolate in the house, you eat it. I would imagine if they did a study, you would find more people are depressed during wintertime than I'll just keep playing this all day long.
So... I got my. I bought a.
Yeah? What'd you get?
I bought a ton of Valentine things for my daughter and for everybody else. And then, of course, I left them at the house, and because I'm in on the road,
I got all this chocolate at the house.
I went to Duane Reade. That's cute. Isn't that cute?
Oh, no, that is nice.
A Valentine heart with roses on it for my daughter. So, and I got cards. I'm going to stop by. I'll bring her some flowers. I got a Sherry's Berries yesterday. If you ask, boy, are my kids much? I said, Sherry's Berries. I got it. And then I got Mom all taken care of. I already went to Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries. I took care of that. So I think I'm pretty much all set like that. You covered Valentine's?
No, I haven't made a single purchase at all.
Parry and Diamond. Parry and
Diamond. I'm not getting any more jewelry for a while. I'm still paying off my last jewelry purchase. So I am. I am.
The trials and tribulations.
I am. All of my credit cards are right up near the limit of what can be charged on.
And you know what's funny? Frank's expenses are usually food that he hasn't eaten, cheese,
that's
diamonds,
true. That's true,
and booze.
That's true.
Right?
Mr. Booze. Hey, Joe on the radio. So can I go to Tom real quickly?
Oh, boy.
Let me go to Tom real quickly. Yeah. Staten Island. Did you guys ever hear this place, Staten Island? It's really nice.
I've heard it's wonderful this time of year.
Hey, Tom, how you doing this morning? What's on your mind, sir? Yes, sir.
How you doing? Anyway, President Trump will reallocate $25 billion for the wall. Let's do it in Canada also. And also, Al, if you have a sore throat, you know hot sauce, Tabasco hot sauce.
I can't. I had to purposely Cthulhu him.
Where's the Cthulhu?
Just been Cthulhu'd.
There you go. Boom. I can see it. If you can see Al's face sometimes. Tom, thank you, brother. Tabasco sauce, something like that. It's very good.
Warm water and salt. That's
how about Balance of Nature?
Yeah, that too.
It will help.
But big news. And we'll talk when Dr. Howard comes in here. So Frankie, you and I, Balance of Nature.
Oh, yeah.
Debbie, you doing Balance of Nature?
Absolutely.
This guy across from us that doesn't do anything,
right.
Apparently making the Balance of Nature jump.
Well, that's think what Al is going to find, and be curious.
Less grumpy?
Well, no. Oh, come on, please. We're dealing in reality
I'm
here.
I'm not that grumpy.
Yes, you're a bowl of cherries to be...
You're just upset I didn't give you a ride home yesterday.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I waved to you.
Enjoyed sleeping
meep,
on the bus.
Meep.
No, what I think Al is going to find...
I'm
going to
do this. Will I go by you?
I'd be curious if you asked Dr. Howard about this when he's here later, is, you know, Al, you know, very successfully beat cancer, right? And part of his treatment has left him with neuropathy
and having
a difficult time feeling in his feet. So I think what he's going to find is that Balance of Nature is going to do wonders in terms of fighting his neuropathy.
You know, the question that I would ask him, because when I was going through my chemotherapy and my radiation, I was not allowed to eat fresh fruits and vegetables because of bacteria. Even if it's washed and you get caught. Right. No, obviously in capsule form, much different. What are you doing now?
No. I'm just, you know what? I'm trying to avoid the fact of bringing bad news. And I just feel like, you know, if it was up to me, I would do lifestyle fun radio. But you have to address what's happening. And I'm just very, very upset about us losing Brian Simonson, the detective from the NYPD.
Horrible story.
So I was watching some video. I apologize.
It's just a horrible story. And you know, the fact that...
19 years, brother. 19
but the fact
years,
that this the guy who shot, you know, who allegedly pointed this fake pistol at them that they didn't know was a fake pistol, and again, you can't know at that moment whether a gun is real or fake.
Exactly.
Is that this is a career criminal. This is a guy who was on the streets. He shouldn't have been on the streets.
Exactly right.
That's the problem.
That's exactly right. Putting our police officers, protecting us in harm's way every second.
Our hearts
go out to the Simonson family and certainly to Commissioner O'Neill and all the NYPD and Sergeant Matthew Gorman, who was struck in the leg, apparently. This is not life-threatening with Sergeant Gorman, so he's hanging in there, and we wish him the very best.
And, you know, Sergeant Joe Imperatrice was on the show earlier in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? He said it best, and I think he speaks for all police officers and probably a lot of people in New York City as well. Enough with the politics. Enough with the, he was a troubled soul and this and that. You know, enough already. These police officers put their lives on the line for us every single day. We are the safest city in America for a reason. You know, let these police officers do their job and let's get these people off the streets.
Yeah, 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, you're right, Al, and hearts out to the NYPD. So what happened on this overturned bus yesterday on the New Jersey Turnpike last night.
Well, you know the exit. You're going down the Turnpike, exit 11, to get on the Garden State Parkway. It starts off on a kind of left-handed curve, and then it turns into a right-handed curve.
Jersey,
I'm sure that the bus probably took the ramp at too high a speed and flipped over. There was a lot of slush and freezing rain on the road. I noticed it when I was shoveling my walk when I went out later on in the afternoon around 3:30, 4 o'clock, so I'm not surprised that there were a lot of accidents happening yesterday because the rain, was freezing over the snow.
Yeah.
It was difficult to move around.
And also,
thankfully, all those injuries were minor, the 18 people.
Thank God, yeah. El Chapo, finally guilty.
I know.
I thought maybe he'd walk, but he finally got convicted of all charges. Lifetime in prison, going to Colorado, 240 feet below ground prison.
All likelihood, yeah. A lot of the high-risk prisoners, they end up getting sent to the Supermax facility in Florence, Colorado. It's a who's who of terrorists and other high risk individuals that are in this prison. So I have my qualms with some of the things that Judge Kogan did in this case and in previous cases. He really did hamstring the defense in terms of allowing them to impeach the government's witnesses. That being said, I've never seen anybody more guilty than El Chapo here. I mean,
your buddy's going to appeal this, right?
Yeah, yeah. Again, I mean, that's what lawyers do. That's what they get paid to do.
Right.
But I think it's going to be very, very tough to get this overturned on appeal.
He was actually on CBS this morning, and I heard a little snippet of the interview, and he said that the government would not allow him to. This one apparently witness, who was a government witness, apparently thinks that the world is going to end and aliens came from Mars, and he was not allowed to question him. And not allowed to, so he's
aliens
like...
Aliens do come from Mars.
Well, maybe, but we don't know
or
that.
Or Mexico.
Or Mexico, that's true. Well...
Only illegal aliens. All right, we're kidding. Will you stop? So, Bridget Kelly, one-time deputy chief of staff...
Enough. Serve your time.
No, listen. Where'd she go? She's going to the Supreme Court now? Is that what's happening?
That's right. She's appealing her sentence. The Supreme Court doesn't have to hear the case. We'll see where it goes from here,
right,
obviously.
Didn't Bill Baroni, drop his appeal
said,
and now
right,
he's
okay, just go to
right, he's going
to
go to jail. She's just go to jail. She's wasted more time. She would have been out already, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
if she had
probably
served.
Yeah, but
18 months?
She's a mother. She's a mom.
But she's fighting something. She's not going to win.
You know, it's always easy to send someone else to prison when it's your turn to go to prison. You're a lot less willing to hear people say, all right, I'll just go.
Frank, at 48, soon to be 49, I hope that I never go to prison.
So I hope you never go to prison either.
And if I do, I appeal...
Don't. You hope he goes.
He does.
Because
there's another guy you come
to
visit. It's another guy.
You hope he clocks somebody outside the building because of a parking space, and he goes to prison, Frank. Just so you can visit him because you like visiting people in prison.
I don't like visiting people in prison, but I'm...
Especially Rikers.
I'm of two minds because, obviously, I don't want Al to go to prison. I don't think, I don't think prison is meant for people like Al. I think it's meant primarily for people like El Chapo.
Thank you.
Who are really a danger to the outside world.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do think if Al were to be sentenced to prison or to go through the ringer of the criminal justice system, it would change his perspective somewhat on conditions for people in prison and on the whole criminal justice system in general.
I am not unsympathetic to people that are in prison right now that can't afford bail, that shouldn't be there while waiting for their trial to be, heard. But once you're guilty, you're guilty. I'm sorry. This woman was found guilty of closing down traffic in Fort Lee.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Now, maybe she was taking the hit
some
for Christie.
Might
maybe
disagree
she wasn't.
With that.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. But she has tried to appeal her case. Now she wants to appeal it all the way to the Supreme Court. By the way,
she
the
has
other
a right
guy
to do that.
She does. But the other guy who was involved with her, Bill Baroni, who was convicted, fought it to a point and then said, all right, you know what? I'm going to jail and serve my time. If she had served, if she had just gone to jail already while her case could have been appealed, she'd be out already and over with. Done.
I know, but she's a mom. It's easy to say, Albert. You can't.
Yeah, but
you know
what? Then she should have said to whomever it was that told her to do this, because I don't think that she acted on her own, regardless of what the evidence says. You know what? Maybe she should have thought about her family before doing it.
Well, 18 minutes after 9 o'clock, 877-970-2999. A lot going on. Just to touch on it, Andrew Cuomo and Donald Trump, they met yesterday at the White House in the Oval Office. I would have given anything to be at that meeting, and I didn't see anything about it. And just the one-on-one between to two old friends, Andrew Cuomo, Donald J. Trump. And what is and you know how personable President Trump is, you know, Citizen Trump is he was always so personable. And Andrew's a nice guy when you see him one on one. What were they told? Hey, Andrew, what are you doing with that abortion thing, man? I mean, I wanted to hear what the conversation was. I wonder what was the official word that came out of the White House meeting?
Well, the governor said that they spoke about the SALT deduction and that both the president and Larry Kudlow indicated that they would look at it again. And the White House put out a statement saying that the president gave Andrew Cuomo a tough time over the state's abortion law and the state's high tax rate. Now, who knows what actually transpired? You know, when people are behind closed doors, usually what happens is they both put out their spin of how the conversation went, and it plays to their constituencies. And in this case, that's exactly what happened here.
All right, we're going to go break, but Lee Zeldin will join us. But I have to tell you this, because I don't want to forget about this. President Trump is thinking about hosting a big parade in Washington, D.C. in July, hosting a cabinet meeting at the White House. This was yesterday. You saw on TV. The president said a Salute to America parade could happen on or near July 4th. He noted it could become an annual tradition. He has always long desired to host a big military parade. I would just respectfully submit that the president gets a uniform, that he has braids on the brim of his hat, that he has braids on his shoulders, and that he crosses his arms, and he becomes like a whole President Trump.
Colonel Trump. You should just call him Colonel Trump.
Colonel Trump. Exactly. Yeah. Call me Colonel. I love that. Oh, I would just to irritate the left, that would be great.
Well,
right or wrong?
It would be good. Make a Space Force uniform.
Him looking, arms,
dark sunglasses.
Dark sunglasses. Yeah. You got to put the shades on, man. Matt, you got to do, I don't know.
And Pence standing behind him, just nodding his head every 3 seconds.
We'll do a meme with the president at his parade with the braids on. Everything. Oh, come on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with Vice President Pence standing behind him, nodding
just
every 3 seconds.
Just call me Colonel.
But in all seriousness, though, 9 or 10 years ago, when the war in Iraq ended before we started again, the veterans of that war never got a triumphant victory parade. If you look in front of our building and see all the parades that we've had for all the returning veterans,
down Broadway,
why have the veterans of the Iraq War never gotten
Bingo.
A parade?
There it
I
is.
Think it would be so nice.
See?
I mean, I'd love to have it here in New York, but if we can't do it because of the political climate here, I think it would be great to do it in Washington
with Colonel Trump. I love it. This is good. 921 with Joe on the radio. Hey, Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us. You don't want to miss that. And Dr. Douglas Howard coming up. Debbie's on the roads for you. 921 on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening with the PATH trains. We're still seeing delays with track maintenance. So delays Journal Square to 33rd and Hoboken to 33rd. Also some delays on the Harlem line of Metro North because of an earlier disabled train. We're still seeing some slowdowns on 80 eastbound. The ramp at exit 60 getting into Patterson and Elmwood Park. An accident on the ramp and the New Jersey Turnpike Eastern Spur North at 15E. A collision over there to deal with as well. Route 1, busy northbound at Route 18 into New Brunswick with a crash. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you take a ride over to the Taconic South down through Yorktown Heights because of earlier problems. Palisades Parkway southbound exit 11 in toward New City. A crash over on the Belt eastbound at Bay 8th. An accident westbound Belt at Flatbush Ave. A crash over there as well. And watch for slowdowns on the westbound BQE at Northern Boulevard with an accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe Piscopo here. Have you ordered your Shari's Berries yet? What are you waiting for? Valentine's Day is tomorrow. All right, listen, I'm going to give you a little help here for that special someone in your life with a romantic trivia question. And if you're the first caller to answer it correctly at 877-970-2999, you will get a gift code for $50 for Shari's Berries. How cool is that? Here's today's trivia question that was not written by Al Gattulo. The chocolate industry is worth approximately how much per year? $1 billion? $500 million? or $110 billion. The chocolate industry is worth approximately how much per year? $1 billion, $500 million, $110 billion. All right, be the first caller at 877-970-2999 to correctly answer the question and win a gift code for $50 from Shari's Berries. Complete contest rules are available on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Spring is just around the corner, so now's the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Larry Elder here. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like fixing a leaky faucet or a big project like remodeling a kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. You can read verified customer reviews, compare prices, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big job like a brand new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. Homeadvisor.com.
Thank you, Larry. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Congressman Zeldin standing by. I wanted to tell you about Perillo Tours. Very, very excited that I teamed up with my friend Steve Perillo to create an intimate offer for you, the family that is AM 970, kind enough to listen to us every morning. We love you. You know that. And now you could visit the wonders of my family's homeland on a very unique Perillo tour with yours truly in attendance with Mr. Perillo and now Mr. Frankie Five Burrows. If you can't get enough of the Piscopo Show with Frankie and I and Al 5 days a week on the radio, then call 888-PERILLO. Say, you know what? We want 24-7. Piscopo, Morano, and the morning team, we want to go to Italy with Joey. It's as easy as that. But seriously, we're going to Venice. Listen to this, please. Sorrento, Rome, Florence, Pompeii, Capri, a special stop in my home province of Avellino, just to mention a few. You're going to Tuscany for wine tasting. This is a Perillo tour. It's a stress-free escorted vacation where you do not lift a finger. I saw how Steve put this together. It's meticulous. It's the Perillo way. It's what, you know what? I always say you deserve it. You deserve this. It's in their 74th year Perillo is in business. Now traveling to Hawaii as well. That's next. Hey, be among the first 10 people to request a Perillo Tours brochure today. Receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. Botticelli Foods is the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. So call 888-PERILLO now, please. 888-P-E-R-I-L-L-O. I want to fly away with Joey. That's all you got to say. Check with your travel agent or go to, please, PerilloTours.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe on the radio, 927. Congressman Lee Zeldin represents New York's 1st District on Long Island. Congressman, welcome back to the show. Always great to have you with us, sir.
Always great to be with you.
Congressman, you can avoid this shutdown. What are you hearing down there?
That is what I'm hearing. I'm waiting to have an opportunity to read through bill text myself. But once when an announcement comes out saying that there's an agreement in principle, and it's something like this, you kind of have to actually read the bill first, because there's a way for the President of the United States to get $1.4 billion for the border, but also be able to utilize other funding in the Department of Homeland Security budget to do the same thing in hardening our border. So I'm waiting to see if there's any language in there that limits what he can do that would be problematic. But I am getting indications this morning, specifically, that the president is planning on signing the bill, but I didn't hear that from him directly. I'm taking someone else's word for it. Mm. So we'll see how it goes today. But I want to read the bill. But it seems like the president will sign it from what I'm gathering.
Yeah, and why are they getting so much? You seem such a common sense guy, Lee Zeldin, along with Congressman King. I always say that. Why is the president getting such heat from Meadows and the far right?
I think that it's more a disappointment with the process and our colleagues on the other side of the aisle who have had no problem in the past supporting this funding, but all of a sudden, because they hate the president, that makes the wall immoral. It's unfortunate that you know, like, if we proposed $1.5 trillion for infrastructure in our country, entirely taxpayer funded, they'd be tripping over each other to that press conference to say, yes, we need to do $1.5 trillion for infrastructure. But if the president asks for $5 billion to do what many of them have supported in the past, just to continue this progress and to take care of national security, well, then all of a sudden, you know, these colleagues on the other side of the aisle have a problem with it. And that I think, is what's the most frustrating part of it. And the other thing is, neither party has absolute power, which means that neither party should act like they have absolute power. And for so much of this process, we saw from Nancy Pelosi, for where we are in the House, well, like, the only version of compromise that was acceptable to her was to get 100% of what she's looking for. That's not how it works.
Yeah, Congressman Zeldin, you know, Lee, if I may, you know, I saw the voicemail that you got. I saw you on Fox News, you know, and you were great. But how upsetting is that? I mean, here you get this vicious voicemail. I didn't even want to play it on the air. And I saw it and I said, should I go here? You know, Congressman, on the radio, I didn't want to be, because sometimes I think it accentuates the crazies that are out there. You got this anti-Semitic voicemail. And then you put it out there. You made it public, you know, and you've been fighting this fight within the House of Representatives. I mean, and what are you hearing? What's the end game with that? Did it get across to your colleagues that maybe there is indeed an anti-Semitic rise, and is there a way to stem that?
Well, there definitely is a rise in anti-Semitism here in our country and around the world. I hear stories from college campuses. College students will tell you about multiple experiences with anti-Semitism. If you asked me to tell you about a single incident in my life between kindergarten and 12th grade, college, law school, 4 years of active duty, I cannot give you one example at all.
Wow.
So I was kind of hoping that maybe my generation would be the first of many generations that wouldn't be experiencing anti-Semitism. It's a problem. It's not just infiltrating college campuses. It's also infiltrating American politics and the halls of Congress. And, you know, the likes of Louis Farrakhan and Tamika Mallory and Linda Sarsour and others outside of Congress, people within Congress who associate with these individuals, and then members of Congress themselves who have positions that go beyond just legitimate, reasonable criticism of Israel. It's not just about supporting an effort to achieve your results in addressing that legitimate concern. It has moved over into and evolved into blatant anti-Semitism. So BDS, founded by someone who is blatantly anti-Semitic. Our college campuses, in the name of BDS, Jewish students are being targeted with blatant anti-Semitism. So I put that out there, and I get a lot of all day, every day. There are many other examples like it. But I thought at that moment, with my back and forth with Congresswoman Omar, it's important for people to hear what anti-Semitism sounds like if they're not familiar with it. And it achieved the goal of a lot of those individuals listening to it, hearing what it sounds like. However, you put out one voicemail, that's not going to end this. It's something that you can't empower or elevate the anti-Semitic hate that's out there.
Yeah.
You have to crush it.
Yeah, but why is Senator Schumer, Mr. Israel himself, Congressman, Senator Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, now they finally said something against these representatives, but why don't they just shut them down? Why haven't they said anything earlier? And they're putting them on these vital, important committees, sir.
Yeah, I don't think Congresswoman Omar should have been appointed to the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I believe that she should be removed from her committee. Double standard aside, because I could give other examples of other individuals who were removed.
Good point. Fair enough. Yes, sir.
But with regards to this, it goes beyond just what we just discussed. I mean, she's requested leniency for ISIS fighters, pro-Maduro in Venezuela. She blamed American foreign policy for the al-Shabaab attack in Kenya, and that list goes on. I don't believe that that approach to U.S. foreign policy should be on the Foreign Affairs Committee, and that goes beyond just the anti-Semitic trope. Now, you mentioned individuals who spoke up after Sunday evening, and I'm glad that they did, and I'm glad that others did, both in and out of Congress, who hadn't spoken beforehand. But to your point, you have to crush it. You have to like every single day be on the balls of your feet, understanding that you can't just be silent and wish it away and have any shot of that actually being successful. You understand that if you are silent, it actually will only grow into more of an issue as 2020 and the Democratic National Convention gets closer, because there's a growing base of the Democratic Party that actually believes this stuff.
You know what, Congressman, you're a fine young man doing a great job. And then you this sears my heart to hear you say you thought this generation would overcome any kind of anti-Semitic rise. And look where we are. How in the name of God did we get here, sir?
Well, however exactly we got here, and I have some theories on it. I believe that it's so important that we all work together, whether you are Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, Jewish, non-Jewish. We all work together to get rid of that hate.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And Rashida Tlaib, she's from Detroit. Could she concentrate on Detroit? Could Schiff concentrate on California? Why are they making this like these anti-Semitic attacks and worrying it so much? They're not even concentrating in their own districts the way you and Peter King do. Are you feeling that as well?
I certainly do. We've been talking about Congresswoman Omar here on this conversation, but it's not limited to her. This was something that existed before Congresswoman Omar got elected. You mentioned Congresswoman Tlaib from Michigan.
Yep.
And her associations, which are greatly concerning. And I almost feel like there's a competition between the two where this isn't going to go away. I don't know who's going to say something outrageous next between the two of them, but I could see the two of us having a conversation on another day in the not-too-distant future on the same exact topic, just with the latest, and talking about, hey, you know, we were discussing it on February 13th about how we need to do more to crush it. Hopefully,
yeah,
more people are speaking up then. It's not going away.
All right. Are you guys sitting down? I heard on Fox News you were going to sit down with Omar. Is that true? You're going to have a sit-down?
Huh? We reached out last week to her office, waiting for dates, times. I will sit down with any member of Congress to discuss anything. That particular meeting will be one where we'll be talking about many things that we disagree with each other on, with deeply held beliefs. That's fine. I'm willing to have that conversation. We'll see. I'll meet with any member of Congress to discuss anything, regardless of whether or not it's a comfortable conversation.
Well, listen, we got your back, Congressman. You got your airways anytime here, because it's inexcusable what's happening. So just to reiterate again, Congressman, the shutdown you think will not happen. You think that the president will indeed, you're hearing that the president's going to sign this latest deal.
I don't think there's going to be a shutdown, and that's what I'm hearing.
All right, Congressman, always great having you on the show. Godspeed, Lee Zeldin, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Have a great day.
You too, indeed. Congressman Lee Zeldin right there, representing New York's 1st District on Long Island. You know, 937, Dr. Douglas Howard is going to join us momentarily. Just as an aside, amazing that we have to go through what we just talked about with Lee Zeldin at this point in the 21st century, in the year 2019. Inexcusable. We got to wake up. And I know you are listening, and that's why you're listening, because you are awake, man. Onward and forward. It's unbelievable what's happening. Hey, you know what? We're going to talk balance of nature. We're going to talk Dr. Douglas Howard. I am so excited. I had the best dinner, the best conversation with Dr. Howard yesterday. I am so pumped up. And we're going to get Al on Balance of Nature this morning. Look out now. 9:37. Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Two Nassau County police officers are being praised for saving a dog who was left out in the freezing cold yesterday morning. Officers Peter Arrigo and Michael Petrella arrived at a house on Warren Street at around 10:45 a.m. to find a dog tied up to the porch. Officers say they were able to get the dog into their car to warm her up and then took her to the local McDonald's for food. The dog is now at the town of Hempstead Animal Shelter and is up for adoption. New Jersey is now the first state in the nation that permits sports books to allow wagers on the Academy Awards. Casinos in the Garden State are taking their cues from European betting operations and treating the Oscars like a sporting event. Sports books in Nevada have long offered wagering, but regulators there never permitted wagers on the Academy Awards. 10 online Jersey-based betting sites are offering Oscar wagering, but not all are taking bets on more than the most popular award categories. In sports, as you heard right here on The Answer last night, St. John's beat Butler 77-73 in overtime. All the hockey locals lost, and the Yankees and Mets, they'll help celebrate the 150th anniversary of professional baseball on opening day. All 30 clubs will wear an MLB 150 sleeve patch on March 28th to recognize the 150th anniversary of the 1869 Cincinnati Red Stockings. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Taconic northbound getting up toward Miller Hill Road into East Fishkill. A crash over there. Palisades Parkway southbound exit 11 into New City. Accident blocking one lane. The inbound side of the GWB still 25. Lincoln 30. Holland about 20. It's kind of busy on the New Jersey Turnpike. Western Spur south at 15E with an accident. 1 and 9 over by the Tunnelly Circle. Accident in Jersey City. 78 East exit 11. An accident working over there. And it's still very busy for you this morning as you head to the Harlem River Drive south, getting down toward the RFK Bridge. LIE West at Junction Boulevard, that's an accident. And the westbound BQE right at Northern Boulevard, an accident blocking one lane there. Problems on the LIE West over on the island getting into the northern state with an accident. Looks like several cars involved. Eastbound LIE getting out toward the area of Pine Lawn Road, an accident there as well. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, I want to tell you about Indochino suits. Every man looks better, feels better when and confident when he puts on a suit. Indochino is where you want to go. The guys love the wide selection of high-quality fabrics, colors to choose from, not to mention the option to personalize the details, including your lapel, lining, pockets, buttons, writing your own monogram. I did that all when I went to Indochino. You can go online to order at Indochino.com or stop into one of their four New York showrooms, three in Manhattan. They have a new Brooklyn showroom right there on Court Street. Now, this week, you're kind enough to listen to the show. Well, you can get any premium Indochino suit for just $359 at Indochino.com when entering Piscopo at checkout or any of the New York showrooms. That's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Plus, shipping is free. That's Indochino.com, promo code Piscopo, for any premium suit for just $359 and free shipping. Incredible deal for a premium made-to-measure suit. Hey, once you go custom, you don't go back.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. I'm so excited. It's 9:43 right now. Dr. Douglas Howard, physician, medical researcher, founder of Balance of Nature, and with his lovely wife, Sue. Guys, welcome, and great to see you last night, and thanks for coming in this early in the morning.
Oh, it's great to be here with you.
My goodness.
You love New York City. It's always fun.
You came in from, like, Europe? I'm complaining, whining. I'll see you on the air. I'm talking about L.A. You said you just really literally got off the plane yesterday in that weather from Germany. God bless you. And you came in. And you came here to the station. Honored to have you here. And I have to tell you, Doc, I have to tell you, Susan, what a privilege it is to advertise this. I'm a health nut. I see it. I see what you've done as a cancer survivor. Thank you for coming up with this. Doc, before we go, I got to talk to Al, too, because we got to get Al on this, too, because Al doesn't like anything, you know? So we're gonna get Al about
true.
We are. We're going to get a balance of nature. I'm telling you. How did you come up with the concept? You're a medical doctor. How did you feel it? Why did you see there was a need for this?
Oh, man. That's a loaded question. Yeah. I'm going to do this fast,
okay.
though.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I started out in emergency rooms and working as a young. We went through this a little bit last
Fascinating
night.
Fascinating story.
Very young. And
trauma you worked in, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was looking directly towards medicine. I just became more and more conservative. There's certain experiences that occurred. And people think sometimes I'm anti-drug. I am not. I'm a medical doctor and a chiropractor, and there's a reason for that, because I believe in the use of medicine as necessary. It's just the abuse of medicine that I really fight hard, and we abuse it a lot. So anyways, and then I was dean of foreign student affairs in Russia for 4 years in St. Petersburg at Pavlov Medical University. Maybe you've heard of that.
Well, yeah.
Bart the dog.
Well, I know. That the Pavlov.
The Pavlov.
Yeah, right.
And
not Joey Pavlov from Brooklyn. Not that.
I don't remember him. But we, so with time, I just started seeing the need. And then I started looking, how can I bring this all together? When I came back, I started seeing the need for nutrition through some of our experiences being in a heavily, we saw Russia go through an economic depression that you can't imagine. It was right as the wall had come down,
right.
And it was pretty amazing.
Right.
I saw nutritional needs, and then I started working towards that. I started trying to get my patients to eat better. That was like, forget it. Then I started trying to get them to juice, and I had a couple come in orange because all they would juice is carrots. And so I started realizing that balance. And it 20 years of research and study and all of that chemistry, I couldn't get them to take what they needed. And so I developed a way to get more than 31 different fruits and vegetables in a variety. Variety is key. People don't realize that. Color, taste, and smell, that all works together, and it makes millions of combinations of that chemistry that's supposed to be there.
How did you possibly decide which ones to use, what fruits and vegetables to use? This must have taken literally years.
Hundreds to thousands of hours. My poor family. I would be in practice all day. And when you're doing research, you get on this research thread.
And
you don't want to stop, because if you go to sleep and wake back up, lose the thread somehow.
Exactly, yeah.
So I would
bring
work.
Him his food.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Did you do that? Just
of course. Oh, look, I'm such a great wife, right?
Yeah. That's true, though.
Well, how long have you guys been married? Come on, 30?
36 years.
Wait, 37 and let me just say, I'll tell you what, and talk about balance of nature, keeping you healthy. How many grandchildren?
We have 22 grandkids, 11 boys and 11 girls.
Oh, my gosh. You got me beat. Albert, look at me. I got a lot of catching up to do. God
no,
bless you.
You're good.
But the energy that you have, Doc, and Susan as well, coming in from internationally, traveling all around like you do, you can really kind of, that's a testament to balance in nature, right? And I don't want this, by the way, you're listening, this isn't a commercial. This is something, this is your pal Joe on the radio. I live this. And the only way I live this is because they told me I had a medullary carcinoma in my thyroid, and I'll scare the daylights out of you.
Yeah.
So everything you're talking about, I heard about 35 years ago. And you've made it so easy so you could do it in one, in capsules form.
Exactly. Everybody knows this is good. I don't have to convince anybody that's good. I just have to convince them that it really is what I say it is.
Yeah.
And it is. Yeah. And you've been taking it.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
You feel it immediately. Yeah. But it cures everything. And let me go.
I'm going to back up.
Please.
It doesn't cure anything.
Okay.
It truly gives your body the chemistry to cure itself.
Right.
And that's where the power of it is.
Right. That well said, Doc. Al went through chemo. He won't tell you this, but he went through. I have to tell you, he fought
it enough on the radio.
But he fought a cancer. And tell the doc what you had.
Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, right.
Stage two. Actually, it was stage zero. By the time we got to treatment, it was stage two.
Oh.
So I went through 6 months of chemo. I went through about a month of radiation. I wouldn't say cure the cancer, but reduced it to the point where it's now, basically a pinprick. I have another test that I have to go to. It's April will be 2 years out of chemo. May will be 2 years out of radiation. But I experienced a lot of neuropathy afterwards, yes, where I have a lot of numbness in my feet. I'm recently going to a reflexologist. I started in October. She's been amazing, helping me with getting feeling back in my feet. But the side effects were, it's a heavy load of drugs that I had to take.
But
couldn't eat fruits or vegetables. Wasn't allowed. Everything had to be cooked. Was told by the oncologist, don't eat anything raw because of bacteria and other things. So this probably would have helped me to at least get my fruits and vegetables.
Well, here's the beauty of why that is, too. But they have to do that because they bring your immune system down to zero.
Right, I had no white blood cells.
There's just nothing left. And so any bacteria, but here's the beauty. Balance of Nature is tested for any pathological bacteria or anything. So when they send out, a recall on spinach or something, we're able to send out our people a letter that says, keep taking Balance of Nature. It's already been pre-tested. We're all good. So people on chemo love Balance of Nature. We have thousands of people. And doctors support this that I work with. As soon as they understand it, there's not an issue with it.
Right.
Because it helps the healthy cells stay healthy. And it even helps fight the cancer cells that your chemo is trying to fight. Because when you take chemo, it hopefully is going to hit the pathology or the cancer cells more than the other cells. But that's why you have neuropathy, for example. It's going to hit your fastest dividing cells the worst. You know, hair loss, the nerves, skin. Those are the things the lining of your bowel. You probably had bowel issues and problems because those are all the things that it hits is those rapidly dividing cells.
Right.
And so it hurts them too. Well, Balance of Nature helps those cells stay healthy better. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's going to cure your neuropathy, but I will tell you we have number of testimony after testimony of people that we do see that restored. We do see it come back. I would be highly surprised if it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll talk to you about why and how, and even off the radio, I'm gonna show you some diagrams, show you a couple of studies even, and describe why I would tell you to take what you're taking. That's what people also get as a health coach to help them understand that.
Right.
Because really quick, and then I'm off this.
And health coaches at no cost.
Yeah, there's no cost to a health coach. Just anybody that takes our product, we're about results.
You go to balanceofnature.com.
Yeah.
And you could register and get a health coach. This is extraordinary.
You call up there. That's free with the product because we're about results. We want people to see the results.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm being told to talk into the mic.
No.
Okay.
You guys are great. The couple's great. Look at you. 30-something years. You know what? We are so honored to have you here. Again, only because I know about this. And what a fascinating dinner it was. And your fascinating story. So you got to come back just as a guest, just because I love that you're a step ahead. Everybody else, you're not saying don't listen to your doctor.
No.
You're not being like so holistic. You're understanding the whole universal sphere of what's good for you and for your being as a human being, but to do it naturally with this is fantastic, and I know, and I'm living it right now.
Yeah, it's my life. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to meet you guys. Now we're gonna get this guy on, a Big Al on it, and we're gonna do a balance in it. By the way, again, forgive me, I was so pumped up about this. I want a doctor, Dr. Howard and Sue, to come in. They are beautiful people, but this is something that I have lived for over 30 years, and you have finally brought it to light, and thank you for that.
Thank you.
It's proud to have you on the station.
Thanks.
And listen, how was King Kong last night?
It was excellent. It was really fun. We see a lot of Broadway, and we love Broadway.
Okay.
And the story's the story. It's Kong.
Yeah.
It's about a monkey. but it's fun. The tech is amazing.
Yeah,
it's phenomenal.
We were wishing we had all our grandsons with us.
Especially the
4-year-olds. Yeah. They would have been like in heaven there.
Next time.
I am excited to work with you.
So am I.
This is great. This is great. Dr. Howard, thank you. God bless you. Sue, thank you so much. God bless you guys. Hey, Debbie's on the roads at I-53 checking out traffic on AM 970 The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. Thank you so much. We're going to take it over to the Hutch northbound, getting up through Orchard Beach. It's an accident here in the Bronx waiting for you. Stop and go traffic on 78 eastbound, exit 11. A crash over there. Still 20 in at the GWB, Lincoln 10. Holland Tunnel still waiting 25. Outbound Lincoln, a disabled vehicle. It's over in the north tube. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Going Piscopo and on the radio. Here we go. I know. Mike Gallagher's coming up 10:05, 9:53. I have to tell you about Parry and Sons. You got to go to Parry and Sons of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. They have been selling fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings for almost 100 years. Beautiful jewelry, necklaces, bracelets, earrings. Top designers like Charles Kripel, A-Link, watches by Ebell, Oris. Glenn Parian is there. Debbie and Katie and Maria, the Parian family, are there. They can fix your jewelry up, your old jewelry, make it look brand spanking new. But if you want a diamond, Glenn will walk you through the four C's like nobody else. The clarity and the cut and the character and the color of the diamond, you know. You don't know it. I don't know it. Glenn knows it. The Parian family knows this better than anybody. Parian and Sons. This is a Valentine's Day she will remember. Parian and Sons, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or go here, please, pariandiamonds.com.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? The vast majority of the population is on social media, shopping. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I'm here to tell you that there's no better way to spend the most romantic day of the year than by enjoying some of the best Italian food in Manhattan with your special someone at Giardino d'Oro Ristorante at 5 Gold Street, right by the station here. Giardino d'Oro is authentic, has wonderful service, has a classic intimate setting. Enjoy wine, a gourmet insalata, and classic Italian dishes from the special Valentine's Prefix 4-course dinner menu like ravioli quattro formaggi made with homemade pasta stuffed with gourmet cheeses or the filetto di bronzino served with extra virgin olive oil, fresh herbs, and chopped garlic sauce. Just visit GiardinoDoro.com or call 212-514-6400. Make a reservation or just stop in. It's right by the station. Benny is there. James and Valentino are there. Don't miss Valentine's Day at Giardino d'Oro.
Tonight at 8, Syracuse looks for another ACC road game at NC State. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Tim Sadlin and me for Orange pregame at 7:30, tip-off 8 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Untreated surfaces will be quite slippery through the morning hours, especially over the interior. Otherwise, intervals of clouds and sun today and becoming very windy, high 42. Partly cloudy, blustery and cold tonight, though 29. Tomorrow, partly sunny and brisk, high 46. For Friday, variable cloudiness and milder with a shower in spots, especially in the afternoon, high 57. It'll turn much colder this weekend. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joey Lumberg. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, we want you to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. You know, no hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time. Dealing with dummies, Alex Kinsella can offer you what I always tell you, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now, Alex wants you to experience the new smart way to service, and you got to get into that brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And now, you know what? You got 5 minutes. I'm going to give you right before Mike Gallagher hits the airwaves, okay? You got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter. If you call 855-621-9949, all European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. Are you kidding me? From Route 22 Toyota, you're not going to have to deal with dummies. You're going to see the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Thank you so much for staying with us this morning. What a morning, you know. And Frankie, thanks for putting a great show together. Albert, that's great. You take Balance in Nature. Try that out, man.
Yeah, I'm going to try it out.
Yeah, you really do. Those guys are great. Thank you, Frankie.
Absolutely.
You know,
they are.
And
great.
Because I'm, you know, me, if I didn't even have my issue with the medullary carcinoma and go through what I went through, I wouldn't even think about it. But here, and I didn't want it to sound like a commercial. That Dr. Howard is fascinating.
But if
man.
People do order it, if they use the promo code The Answer, they're going to save some money.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Frankie. You know what? We appreciate the Sergeant Joe and Paratrice. Remembering the NYPD today, Jessica Vaughn and Andrew Arthur, Greg Jarrett, Steve Forbes, Lee Zeldin, Douglas Howard, and you for listening. Go out and make it the best day ever because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. State Senator David Carlucci making sure area veterans feel the love this Valentine's Day. He's hosting his annual Valentine's for Vets ceremony at the William O. Schaefer Elementary School in Tappan on Thursday. Students will present handmade Valentine's Day cards to local vets and honor them with a special patriotic assembly. This year, 27 Rockland County schools participated in Carlucci's Valentine's for Vets initiative, making 2,000 Valentines for those who serve. In addition to those attending the ceremony in Tappan, veterans at the New York State Veterans Home in Montrose will also receive some of the Valentines created. In sports, St. John's beat Butler 77-73 in overtime. All the hockey locals lost. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.